Welcome to the Muse Dreams Podcast, a place to discover how to bring your art out of hiding or to the next level. I'm your host, Mia Walters. I'm an artist, the creator of the Muse Activation Method, and a certified active dreaming and intentional creativity teacher. I will be your guide on this adventure to awaken your creative inspiration at the source. By bringing together rich wisdom from diverse disciplines, we will activate the limitless possibilities of your muse. Hello and welcome. Today, we're diving deep into a topic that can truly transform your creative process, manifestation consciousness. How does the way we think, feel, and act shape the reality we experience? And how can we use this powerful state of being to fuel our artistic practice and spiritual growth? I'm excited to share this concept because it's one I use in my workshops and creative processes, and it's the first pillar of the Muse Activation Method, where we not only engage in our art practice, but explore how we manifest our desires. We'll also look at how this ties into aligning with divine inspiration, moving from manifesting what we want into channeling what spirit wants to create through us. So let's dive in. What is manifestation consciousness? Manifestation consciousness goes beyond the surface level idea of thinking things into existence. It's not just about positive thinking or visualizing your goals. It's about a deep awareness that our thoughts, intention, and energy shape our reality. Imagine this: when you're creating, whether it's painting, writing a story, or working on a creative project, you're not just making art, you're co-creating with the universe. This is manifestation consciousness, being fully present in your creative flow and allowing your energy to shape the outcomes of your desires. And let me be clear, it's okay to receive what you desire. In fact, receiving is part of this process. This isn't spiritual bypassing, and it's definitely not about ignoring our current circumstances. Instead, it's about becoming aware that we're stewards of our own energy, responsible for how we navigate our soul's evolution, and connected to the greater collective, including the earth and all the living things. So how do we actually embody manifestation consciousness, especially as creatives? Here are a few spiritual practices that I incorporate into my daily life and in my workshops. Meditation. Whether it's sitting in stillness or moving through a walking meditation, taking time to quiet the mind and connect to your higher self is key. This is where you plant the seeds of your desires with clarity and intention. Affirmations. By repeating affirmations, you align your thoughts with the vibration of what you wish to manifest. If it feels inauthentic at first, there are ways to work with the language until it feels natural, like shifting words to reflect where you are while welcoming where you want to be or what your future self already is. I'll dive deeper into this in a future episode. Journaling. Writing down your intentions is a way to declare to the universe what you're calling in. I often refer to this as keeping a codex, a personal and sacred text that documents your evolving story and manifestation journey and creative journey. Oracle cards. I love using oracle cards in my practice, so much so that I created the Quantum Legacy Oracle Deck, which will be published soon. When you pull a card, you engage in a dialogue with spirit. It's a great way to receive guidance and insight on what you need to embody in your manifestation journey. The cards often reveal the next steps or the energy needed to move forward. And then creativity, of course. This is my favorite. Creativity, especially painting for me, is a sacred ritual. When we paint with intention, each brushstroke becomes a prayer, and each color or symbol embodies the energies we want to attract in our lives. So let's talk about painting as a tool for manifestation. Painting is such a powerful way to embody manifestation consciousness. When we paint with intention, We aren't just creating art, we're creating our reality. The canvas becomes a mirror of our inner world. For example, in a recent workshop, participants were invited to paint their future selves. As they painted, they embedded symbols, colors, and patterns that represented the journey toward their next big dream, whether it was a new career or a transition in their personal lives. And by the end, they had a visual artifact of that desire made manifest. It was more than just a painting. It was an archetype of the future self they were stepping into. And then here's the thing. Manifestation consciousness is powerful, but it's just one step in a much larger spiritual journey. As we deepen this practice, we start moving from manifesting our personal desires into channeling what spirit wants to create through us, recognizing that those desires are the calling of what spirit wants to create through us. This is where we ask, what does spirit want to create through me today? Rather than, what do I want to create? It's about surrendering the ego and aligning with a higher will. This is when your creativity becomes more than a personal expression. It becomes a divine act of co-creation with the universe, a universe that we are not separate from. In my workshops, I often incorporate movement, music, and painting as tools to ground this energy. Moving the body helps us integrate the energy of manifestation into the 3D world, whether through dance, drumming, or even just brush on canvas. We begin to embody the vibration of our desires. And manifestation consciousness is about more than creating the life we want. It's about stepping into alignment with our soul's evolution. As we grow, we learn that true fulfillment comes when we align our creativity with the will of spirit. And I use the term spirit. You might be more comfortable with using God or great spirit, conscious universe, source of divinity, whatever you're comfortable with. We move from manifesting our personal desires to becoming vessels for divine creativity. In this space, life becomes a beautiful co-creation with the universe. And thank you so much for joining me today. I hope this inspires you to look at your creative practice with fresh eyes, seeing it as a sacred ritual that has the power to be a tool to manifest your deepest desires. If you'd like to learn more about this or join me for upcoming workshops, be sure to sign up for the Muse Letter. To stay updated, I would love to create alongside you on this journey. Until next time, keep dreaming, keep creating, and keep listening to the Muse Within. Thank you so much for listening to the Muse Dreams podcast. Follow us on your favorite social media at Muse Dreams Art and on our website at musedreams.com for updates, behind-the-scenes content, and to sign up for the Muse Letter and more. If you have questions or show topics, I'd love to hear your thoughts and ideas, so feel free to reach out and connect. Muse Dreams, a podcast for artists, dreamers, and spiritual seekers on the path of creative discovery.